At just the right time in history,
in just the right place,
God sent his Son to earth,
born of a human mother,
to bring humankind redemption for slavery to the law.
Adopted by God as his children through his Spirit, we call him Abba, Father.
No longer servants, but his children and heirs with Jesus Christ.
If everyone will grab a red chalice hymnal from the seat in front of you, I'm going to turn to page 117. He is Lord. And we're going to sing, it's very short. It's only got one verse, so we're going to sing through it twice. Page 117.
Revealed to us. He shall grow up as a tender plant out of dry ground.
There is nothing about his physical appearance that would make him stand out in the crowd. In fact, humankind despised and rejected him. We turned our faces away from him as he suffered great sorrow and grief. It was our grief and sorrow,
our great burden of sin and penalty,
that he bore for us. He was wounded in our place,
hurt for our sins,
so that through his suffering,
we can be healed. We are all straying sheep. Instead of following the shepherd, we decided to each take our own path.
He suffered for our disobedience, but though he suffered so greatly, he never complained.
He was silent,
as a lamb about to be slaughtered,
as a sheep about to be sheared.
Behold the Lamb, behold the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. For sinners crucified, O holy sacrifice, behold the Lamb of God. Praise him, praise. crucified. Holy sacrifice, behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the
my God, why have you deserted me?
Why are you so far away? You cannot help me or even hear me.
Oh, my God, I cry day and night, but you do not hear me. Anyone who sees me laughs at me and mocks me, saying,
since he trusted in the Lord to deliver him, let the Lord deliver him.
My body is decaying. My strength is leaving. I am dying. Do not be far away from me, O Lord.
Come,
help me, my strength.
And did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for sinners such as I? Was it for crimes that I had done he groaned upon the tree? Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
From noon until 3 o'clock, darkness covered the land. Then, at 3, Jesus cried with a loud voice,
Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani.
That is to say,
my God, why have you forsaken me?
Jesus cried out again and died. Behold, the veil over the Holy of Holies in the temple in Jerusalem ripped in two. From top to bottom.
There was an earthquake. Graves opened up to let out the bodies of dead believers
who were seen around Jerusalem.
When the centurion and those with him witnessed all these things,
they were very much afraid. Truly, this was the Son of Man, the Son of God, they said.
Scoffing rude, in my place condemned he stood, sealed my part. are done with his blood. Alleluia, what a Savior. He was lifted up to die. It is finished, was his cry. Now in heaven exalted high. Alleluia, what a Savior.
As the Sabbath ended
and dawn broke on the first day of the week,
some women,
including Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, Joanna, and Salome,
came
to the temple. To place spices around Jesus' dead body.
When they got there, they found the large stone,
which had been placed at the mouth of the tomb,
had been rolled back from the opening.
The soldiers guarding the tomb were gone, and an angel awaited them with a special message.
Do not be afraid. I know you are looking for the crucified Jesus. He is not here. He is alive, as he told you he would be.
Behold how great God's love for us, making it possible for us to become his children.
The world does not recognize us because it did not recognize him.
Beloved, we are God's children.
One day, when he comes again,
we will be like him
and see him in all his glory.